The Pastor's Podcast with the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope Podcast today. The Living Hope Podcast, which particularly wants to encourage pastors and leaders handling different situations in their churches. We've not long had Easter, and of course there are many wonderful stories regarding the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. One of them we read about in John chapter 20. We read, on the evening of the first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for the fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." What I'm aware of is that at the moment during lockdown, we're not able to be in our churches. We're not able to gather people in the house groups. We're just not really able to get together very much at all with social distancing and issues like that. But what is so encouraging is that whatever is happening around us, Jesus is still willing and able to come to us. And it's really just having that heart of faith that, yes, there are difficult circumstances, there are very substantial challenges that we have to face, and the people that we lead, they're handling all manner of different issues. But here is something that does not need to change, and that is the awareness of Jesus coming into our situation, coming to be with us where we are. And you could be in intensive care. Well, I realize you wouldn't have much idea of what was going on, but Jesus is able to come into intensive care, even though there may be rules about anyone or how many can come by the hospital bed. But Jesus is able to come. And what I want to encourage is to really pray for the active presence of Jesus to be felt and known, particularly for those who are isolated. You know, it's good for you in your churches to think about the people who are most vulnerable at this time, the most lonely, those who are feeling perhaps neglected and really missing the fellowship. How good it is to pray. Let them know the presence of Jesus in their home or at their bedside or wherever they are, whatever they're facing, let them know that Jesus has come to them. Nothing locks him out. Nothing prevents him from coming and actually being with us. And, you know, the presence of Jesus is really what transforms everything. And in your ministry, when lockdown is finished and able to get back to face-to-face visits and meetings and seeing, looking out to congregations, we still would desire the same thing. We don't want people to meet us. It's not about our personality or about the way we dress or anything. What we want is that through our ministry, people have the sense Jesus came to me today. When I heard that message, when I heard that prayer, when I saw that person, what happened to me was a very real sense of the risen Jesus drawing near and speaking to me and identifying with me in the crisis, in the situation. I noticed that when Jesus drew near, there were two things that happened as far as the disciples were concerned. One thing was the words of Jesus. He said, "Peace be with you." I wonder in your ministry if you're someone who brings peace. I hope you're not someone who brings strife, but sadly sometimes that happens. People can be obstinate and proud and unwilling to listen to the folk in their church, and they're just not really paying much attention other than to their own agenda. And that's sad, but it's true, it happens. But whenever Jesus appeared in the time of resurrection, he's always bringing peace, and he speaks peace. And this is not a sort of a shallow peace. This is not just sort of the absence of noise. This is a deep peace. When Jesus says peace, something settles in your heart that makes you feel that there's nothing to worry about. There's no need for anxiety. There's no need to be anxious. The peace of Jesus is a very positive and clear quality that Jesus brings, and he wants us in our ministry to bring. Peace is that sense that all is well, that God's in control, God is sovereign, God's working out his purpose. That's what happened, that they were afraid, they were thinking all sorts of things. But when Jesus said, peace be to you, be with you, it's like the storm quietens down and things settle in the hearts. And as ministers of the gospel, we want to bring peace. Now, that doesn't mean that we fail to bring truth. And sometimes if people are going to refuse the truth, they don't have peace. But that's not because we failed. That's because they need to hear something. But the other thing which I find very precious is this. We read the disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. What a great thing that is. If we are to be ministers of the gospel, we want to minister the presence of Jesus. However much we've prepared and shaped that sermon, if people, what we're saying is if people haven't met Jesus, then that's the saddest thing. They need to meet Jesus in what you share and say. And we've said that when Jesus comes, he brings peace. And we need to be peacemakers. We need to bring the peace that passes understanding in our ministry to those who are listening. But yes, there's also this sense of they were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. They were overjoyed because, well, they had considered Jesus was dead, buried, and maybe that was it. And that was the end of the story. They'd had such a exciting and wonderful time coming alongside Jesus and seeing the miracles, hearing his precious words, and he died. But the fact that they saw him risen from the dead, it really did spell out in very deep terms joy. He is alive. He's conquered death. It isn't the end. There's still more to look forward to. And then there's the words of commission. Jesus, he's brought peace, he's brought joy, his presence has filled the gathering. But there is a job to be done. And Jesus says, as the Father has sent me, so I am sending you. Well, that's what we've got to do. We want people to meet Jesus. We want people to have a real sense of his presence through our ministry, but also we're commissioning people to go out and share the good news of Jesus. May God help you and I to do that. God bless you.
If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.